I'm Rabbi Brian, an ordained rabbi who empowers folk about religion so you can talk about it without feeling like you're wearing underwear on your head. And sometimes we even talk about God, a community of learners. Religion outside the box.
Step outside the box.
Hey there, this is Rabbi Brian. Glad you're choosing to read or listen to what I'm writing. I mean, assuming, of course, that you have a choice. Because I want to talk about freedom of will. Right? We like to think that we have freedom of will. And, of course, it works very well for our economy and justice system that we have freedom of will. I mean, you can't exactly put somebody in jail if they didn't have a choice about what they were doing, right? So, leaving that aside, I want to just talk about the places where we know we have at least some freedom of will. For example, breathing, swallowing, blinking. You can choose to do those, but if you don't, and this is getting towards my point, if you don't do them, if you don't blink, if you don't choose to breathe, your body does it automatically. So I want to put this out there. What if that's how life is? What if you didn't actually have to do all the things that you think you have to do? And what if autopilot would kick in, much like it does with swallowing, with blinking, with breathing? Right? What? You know how many times you make plans and then the plans change and things work out just fine? Or you make a lot of plans and things don't work out? I mean, what's the difference? What if you didn't really have all the freedom of will you thought you did? I mean, this is getting a little heady, and we're talking about if all actions are caused by prior actions. This is Aristotle's notion of the prime mover, or we like to put it in other terms as the Big Bang, that in the beginning, something happened and it caused everything else to happen. Well, what if everything is only happening according to what happened before it? What if you don't have freedom of will? It was a philosopher by the name of Chastai Kreskes, very little known, but I studied him for my rabbinical school thesis. And he said this. He said that perhaps we do not have freedom of will. Now, this was a huge thing for a philosopher, especially a religious philosopher, to say, because then how does God, how does God judge you? How does God judge you based on the actions that you take if you don't have freedom of will? And Kreskes says God doesn't judge you based on your actions. God judges you based on your thoughts, about your thoughts about what's happening to you. In other words, something happens and you think, oh, crud puppets. Or something happens and you think, ah, might as well just enjoy the ride. The question is, can you relax enough? Can you surrender enough to relax and enjoy the ride? With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.